Summary. In this chapter, we have discussed the key ideas used in testing and introduced some terminologies used in testing, some types of software problems that may occur, and why the blanket explanation of insufficient testing is not beneficial were also covered. The problems that were encountered led us to asking on the nature of testing, why errors and defects are made, and how these can be identified and eliminated. Examples given in every section helped us understand what testing can achieve, and that testing does not improve software quality, but rather provides information about that quality.